Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
She's got weird hair.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's 8:02. Guess no Elko this week, maybe next week. Let's see what happens with South Carolina. Back home for the first time in over a month. They did have like five of their first six games at home, but they haven't seen Kyle Field in over a month. So this will be big. I mean, it's just as good as it gets at Texas A&M. I know that they won in 98. This is a better team. Johnny finished third and fourth as the starting quarterback in the SEC West.
That was crazy because that third, they also finished in the top like five nationally. It was like a crazy year where they only lost one game.
Yeah.
Right? Which one game? Was it the LSU game?
I think that
I was at the LSU game with Brian Caswell.
Yeah, one loss. Yeah.
That's where Johnny, LSU just was too much for him. At one point, Johnny threw a left-handed pass, and I was like, yeah, this is, I mean, a little too much. But I texted someone after the game, like, your quarterback's got something real special in him. And he's like, oh, yeah. He said, but he'll also make some mistakes. And he will. This is, I feel good
but
for
he
you.
Was disciplined. That's the thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, ultimately, that was when he was a freshman. It became a bigger deal. Well, he's actually a redshirt freshman because he had been there the year before. You know, people forget that was a Mike Sherman recruit, too. Mike Sherman brought in Johnny, first-rounder, Seta Bowie, first-rounder. Jake, I'm pretty sure Seta Bowie was his. It might be someone's. But I know Jake Matthews, Luke Jokel, those were Mike Sherman guys. Mike Evans might have been someone. That might have been someone. He may have taken the swag copter to Galveston. But I feel good for the Aggies. You know, I'm somebody who grew up in Southwest Conference football from the time I was very young. In Richmond, Rosenberg, you were Aggies or Longhorns or Bears. Or, you know, you had a Southwest Conference team where your parents went to school or, you know, or who you liked, whatever the case may be. And this is – Aggie fans in some ways are like Houston sports fans. They expect – at some point, the shoe's going to drop and the worst is going to happen. And I know there's a lot of Aggies who are still quietly in their mind really, really concerned about the Longhorn game because that could be where, you know, they don't want to lose that game. Now, I would remind them that Ohio State lost to Michigan and won a national championship.
Yeah, I mean, if they win out here, they beat South Carolina and Samford, they're in the playoff regardless.
Yeah, but they don't want to lose to Texas, obviously. No. And they want to go undefeated and they want to have a chance to win a national championship.
Well, they're going to have a chance to win the national championship.
They're going to be favored in all these games.
Regardless of what? Regardless of the Texas.
I would agree. Yeah, I would agree. And and good for Aggie fans. I know that there's been some, you know, I know, Longhorn fans. I've said good for Longhorn fans. Well, I said good for the Longhorns. I said good for my wife and my immediate family with my in-laws and everything. Good for them. Not good for Longhorn Scott when good things happen because he is just brutal to deal with. He's brutal to deal with just when they win a game against Oklahoma and we find out that we've been wrong this whole time on Arch. Like he told us. You guys are so wrong.
Did you apologize?
No, I just waited until after Kentucky to say, okay,
and well, sure, they lose to A&M. I mean, they lose to Texas. They're in the playoff. But you get a bye. Don't want to lose out on the chance to get a bye.
No.
And who knows what happens? So
this game is not. These are make or break
games.
A one-loss
Alabama team has a bye right now.
Well, because the assumption is they'll just go win the SEC title, right? Is that what that's
about?
Yeah,
but I'm not sure why that would
because if they lose, they probably won't have a bye.
Well, how does it play out? Okay, so Alabama has the tiebreaker on Georgia because they beat them head-to-head.
Yeah.
So right now we're looking at Alabama A&M.
Yeah.
And I don't know who historically they'll make Alabama the favorite. A&M's going to travel well. They're going to travel really well.
Atlanta.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. But Aggies are going to travel. It's going to be plenty loud. It'll be split pretty well.
You know, there's been a lot of thought about these conference championship games that Do you go all out for this? I mean, I know you get a bye, but do you go all out for this thing because the injuries that you could sustain?
Well, what are you going to do?
I get you got to play them,
yeah.
But God forbid something
God
happens.
Forbid you lose momentum. But, because
God forbid
you get the,
because you're in. You're in the playoffs.
Yeah, but what's God forbid you lose all your momentum because you get the brakes beaten off of you playing second teamers. Like, if that's going to be the case, don't even have a championship game.
Well,
if you're not going to play,
that
win,
is a thought. That is a thought. Don't even have a championship game. What does it?
Yeah.
What does it do?
Well, it's an extra game.
Well, so the SEC doesn't matter anymore. That winning the SEC doesn't matter anymore.
Wouldn't matter anymore.
Okay.
Well,
you just want to get in.
No, the ultimate pride. Listen, Ohio State didn't win the Big Ten, and guess what? They won the Natty, which is
that's
more important.
That's
going
to be pretty rare, though. That's the only time that's happened, hasn't it?
It's
no, it's
happened. Two-loss LSU team won.
Yeah, because they didn't even play in that SEC championship game, did they?
No, they did.
Did they play? Oh, yeah.
It was the BCS era.
It was Jordan Jefferson.
Right? Yeah. But the SEC doesn't want to hear that their title game doesn't mean anything anymore. Hey, just sit it out.
No, it means too much for people in that conference. It's you want it to matter. But the thing is, they have so many games now that you could make an argument that that's just a revenue pool now. And it's a historical game, but you don't have to. It shouldn't hurt a team that's in if they get a loss. It should never hurt them and keep them out. You should not be punished for playing. That's the problem. Is let's say somehow, I can't come up with a logical scenario. But if you are a two-loss team, but you make it into a conference championship, A, that means the rest of your conference isn't very good, probably. But then you lose, and it's a third loss in your conference championship. I guess in most conferences, you probably are out. If your third loss is a championship,
Ten, probably not.
Because it gives you a chance to come. It gives you if you can get in because of a loss. I guess you can be out because of a loss, but a one loss team to a two loss team. That's probably not going to happen in a 12 team scenario. Not in a good conference.
Yeah.
Well, no, and a team that's sitting there and not playing in that game shouldn't in your conference shouldn't pass you up for that.
Yeah, and the Aggies 100%. Freddie just texted. They want an SEC championship.
They've never done it.
Dying for an SEC championship, yeah. And as they should. And Alabama should want it. Can you imagine Alabama? Kalen DeBoer losing if he's in that game. I mean, Alabama fans are going to be pissed. That's just how it is.
Well, he doesn't get a bye then.
He doesn't get a bye. Let's say you go out in the first round of the playoffs. All of a sudden, that's a big deal.
There. Suppose they go in with one loss. Georgia's got one loss. Georgia's right behind them. Alabama goes plays A&M in the championship game. They got two losses. Georgia shouldn't pass them. Georgia shouldn't pass them and get the bye.
I agree. It's probably what happened, but
that's probably what happens.
That probably would happen, and it shouldn't.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they may take it into account, the extra games.
But you also benefit from winning those games,
yeah,
too,
you can
though.
Benefit. I would, if in that scenario, I would actually be surprised if they
– Actually, they might, yeah.
Georgia
I think. I think if you're being fair
particularly
about
if you're
it.
You're losing to a top three team in the country.
You have to take in the – into account the entire season, like how did they play against each other, how have they played the rest of the season, and Georgia's a team actually who has had to come from behind in the fourth quarter multiple times. Like, I don't know that I would jump Alabama. I'm not sure.
I think the committee would. They put a one loss team in there.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't. Alabama's got a heads up win, and Georgia has skated by. But they've done it. Now they've done it. There are wins, and they came back in the fourth quarter. But this is not a typical Georgia team. They don't rush the quarterback great off the edge. Like, I don't know. It's going to be a fun season because I think it's wide open for about five teams probably.
All right, a couple of things. First, Damaris Barbecue wants you to make your go to Damaris DEMERIS.com and get your. I'm telling you, the fried Cajun turkey is the best turkey you will have ever had at Thanksgiving. So get that, but all the fixings as well. But you got to do this soon because he's going to run out. I'm not even joking. You got to do this right away. And secondly, let's pick Beat the Warehouse Live guy at 8:15 exactly. Call in 713-780-3776, and you're going to play Beat the Warehouse Live guy. Which, by the way. He won last week. Was it Keith?
Keith won.
Keith. Oh. Keith beat the Warehouse Live guy.
Are we doing this tomorrow or on Friday?
On Friday.
So we're just getting it today, a day
early.
We're
just getting it today, yeah. We can get it whenever we want. It's America. We're free. So we're free to get the Warehouse Live contestant today.
Okay.
Because we live in America.
Can we do it Tuesday next time? Just flip the days.
No, why can't Tuesday listeners get it?
Well, I'm asking. Why not do it on Tuesday next week?
We can do it on Tuesday.
No one can stop us.
It's America.
Yeah.
Yeah. God. You think we live in some communist country?
That we're not allowed to have Beat the Warehouse guy whenever we want?
Well, we still do it at 9:30 on Fridays. That hasn't changed. Unless Justin has a golf tournament. Then we move it.
No, it's Thursday. I mean, it's Friday.
Yeah.
Friday, 9:30. You got to be able to be here at exactly 8:15. Call in. Third caller is going to get it. All right? At 713-780-3776. Man, I'm telling you, that 6:30 on Saturday night, Texas and Georgia, I think Texas could go in there and win. I do.
You know, I kind of, if I had any belief in the offense, I would totally agree with you.
I do. Why don't you believe in them more now? Why should I?
They don't.
They're better.
Now, the one thing that I will say is I just mentioned that Georgia's not great with their defensive front, and Texas is not good on the offensive line, but Georgia may not be able to exploit them the way that they could be exploited. I just haven't seen a consistent running game. I think you have to. I haven't seen any sign that Arch Manning from start to finish can put a team on his back and go win a game in a place like Georgia. I haven't seen it. I mean, it'd be the first time I've seen it. So if he does it, that's great. In a swamp, he had a few series that were good. But we'll have to see. I think Georgia's beatable. I just don't know if Texas can run the ball well enough to keep Arch from having to try to do too much. That's the question for me. So
yeah,
we'll see. Georgia's not infallible, that's for sure.
No. And I think this offense is better than, obviously it's better than it was. This is a better Texas team now than it was even 3 weeks ago. This Texas team can go in there and win. This is more like the team that we thought it was going to beat. Now, it's playing Georgia. They're not playing, you know, Miss State or Kentucky or, you know, this is Georgia. It's a different deal. In Athens, under the lights. They're going to be juiced up. It'll be interesting to see. But I kind of like Texas in this one. What's up? Do we have a line?
It's 6.5. Georgia favorite.
Georgia. I think I'm taking them points now.
The Vanderbilt game did happen. We are one game removed from them needing a epic comeback to beat Miss State on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And the game before.
Very unlikely comeback.
Kentucky.
Frankly. Took a 15-yard penalty and a punt return.
Kentucky's defense handled that Texas offense for the most part throughout that
game. That was
game.
A long time ago.
Wasn't that long ago.
It was a month ago.
And Vanderbilt, no offense, Vanderbilt, credit to Keith for his selection. Vanderbilt has been wheezing through these last couple games to get themselves in a spot to be 10-2. So I'm not sure how much I look into what they did to Vanderbilt as a real indication of who they are. Texas has a week off. So does Kirby. I don't like that spot for Texas, going into Athens where Kirby's just sitting there waiting for him.
Mm.
Good luck.
Yeah, Kirby doesn't have the same team he's had.
They're still a top six team in the country. They're fine. Georgia's not Georgia of 2021. They're fine.
Nobody's Georgia of 2021.
Yeah, so yeah, this is who we're comparing this Georgia team to that one. Understood, it's not 21 or 22. They still got plenty of dudes. Week off for him again. Yeah. Good luck, Sark.
That is a concern, is Kirby having a week to prepare. He's hard to beat in these games.
Yep.
Except for
when Alabama. On the other
for whatever reason, yep. Alabama can get him, but everyone else, Oregon tries to get him, he's one of the toughest guys to beat.
For whatever reason.
Unless you're Alabama. And then for whatever reason, Kalen DeBoer can get him, and Nick, of course. But, man, if you're anyone else, it's bad news for you, usually.
It's good news for you if your loved one goes to Zadok.
Yeah, it's very good news. You're going to be very, very happy if they come back. If you unwrap your Christmas gift, and as soon as you open up the paper, you open up, you pull the strings on the bow, you open up the paper, and you see Zadok, you're like, oh, this is a W. You don't even have to open it. You already know you got the win. How about this, guys? How about you give yourself a gift? How about before Christmas you treat yourself to something nice, like a luxury watch? Get yourself a watch from the biggest Breitling, Tag Heuer, Rolex, you know, one of the big names. They have about, it's, I think, over 20 different types of watchmakers, and they're all luxury, beautiful watches that are there from all over the world available for you. And by the way, they also can repair any timepieces. So if you have a timepiece that's a lovely timepiece that you want to get repaired, it doesn't work the way it should, or whatever the case may be, they can do that for you as well. But I'm just telling you right now that this is a great opportunity for you to get yourself something that's incredible. They buy, they sell, and they trade luxury watches. So if you have one and you want to trade it in to get another one, bring it in and let them make a deal on it. Or you can just sell it if you're looking to sell it. But I can tell you this, that my friends over at Zadig Jewelers do an incredible job of making you happy with selection, with service, and with value. That's the difference at Zadig. Zadig.com, that's Zadig.com, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So a couple things. We said 8:15 is when you should have called in, but we didn't get to call. So 8:25, caller forward 8:25 wins a chance to beat the Warehouse Live guy on Friday at 9:30. You got to be available Friday at 9:30, but 8:25, be caller four. Also, Georgia beat Miss State last week. They did not have a bye, but if we remember last year, they played Texas twice with the better quarterback, and Kirby had answers to Sark's offense, so it'll be a challenge. Let's see if Sark has
better
a response.
Offensive line, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, Georgia was a better
team
defense, too. So. Yeah. They did whip Mississippi State. There was no let up last week. Yeah, I totally forgot. They just whipped.
Yeah.
I was just trusting that you knew what you were doing, but you don't.
I just assumed they had a bye because I don't remember any talk about that game because there was no contest.
I'm going to tell you, this is really difficult not to eat during.
You had some during the break.
During the break, but it's really, like right now, it's really calling me. Like,
put it to the other side of the table.
Let John talk. Just let John talk and you can eat.
All right. ESPN put out every Power 4 quarterback, rank him. Ranking every Power 4 quarterback, all 68. The worst is whoever Oklahoma State puts out there. The second worst is the punter or Carter, whoever Wisconsin puts out there.
Let's see if I can get top three. I'll go 1, Indiana, 2, Alabama.
Wrong.
One's not any yet. It ain't Bryce Underwood, the million-dollar baby.
Number one is Julian Sain.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, all of right. course. Then two
and is number
Fernando.
Two is Haynes King.
You know, he does have some love out there.
Yeah. But, I mean, his numbers, his Fernando Mendoza is 3. Pavia is 4. Mayava from USC is 5. Gunnar Stockton, 6.
Wow.
Noticeably absent
is Marcel Reed.
But here, C.J. Carr is 7th. 8th is Trinidad
I am telling you, for all the stats and all that stuff, people don't really like Marcel Reed. They don't think he's
well,
a product of
not only
of
Marcel
system.
Reed, but what about Ty Simpson?
I noticed Ty Simpson's missing, too. And I think
Brendan
Ty is actually.
Sorsby, Taylor Green from Arkansas, and then Ty Simpson.
Wow. Simpson and Marcel Reed aren't even in the top 8?
So here is why. Ty Simpson, yards per dropback by game, has decreased almost every week. It's gone straight, almost a straight arrow down. Yards per dropback. He doesn't have a running game.
No.
And he's been excellent in the red zone, but.
What do you want him to do? He's managing games.
Yeah. Right.
And actually, Marcel he's Reed thrown is, with accuracy.
Marcel Reed is 12th.
Yeah.
But it's so fun. All of the Cade Klubnicks, the Garrett Nussmeyers, the DJ Lagways, all of them, they've just fallen off the earth.
Yeah.
John Mateer, they've got at 32. They got Arch Manning at 35. They got Bryce Underwood, 38. Nussmeyer, 40. Yeah. Liam Aliava, 41.
A lot of those feel pretty accurate with how they're playing right now.
They are. Lenore Sellers, 49.
I would argue Simpson should be higher. But they're using some analytics and stats and metrics, and that's fine.
DJ Lagway, 55. That's how bad he's been.
Yep.
It's just incredible. Mm-hmm. The guys that we thought in preseason, Arch, Sellers, mm-hmm. Lagway, Klubnik, Nussmeier, all of them have worked their way out of the third round.
Yep.
Right? I don't know. Where are you taking these guys now?
Who knows? Who knows? A lot of them need to just go back to college and just snake your money from the program and then just go out, or go to the portal, snake some money from a school, and then go out a year later.
You're really down on the players.
Yeah, I think a lot of them just aren't. Number one, they're getting paid and they're not performing. I have different expectations once you start getting a big paycheck and you start, you know, there's different. If you know behind the scenes how their agents are leveraging them against the university, and then these guys don't play well, that concerns me.
Well, I wonder
some of the stuff I've heard behind the scenes is not great with some of the names you've been mentioning.
Well, I wonder if they're too young to be getting this money.
Well, yeah,
and whether or not they can handle it.
If they had,
You know what? After you're 22 years old, you get into the pros, you start to grow a little bit, you're off on your own. You're still in college with millions of dollars.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's way before then. It goes into the mindset of the Instagram mindset, where a lot of you're very heralded at age 15 and 16. You're getting offers. You're committing. You're getting offers to multiple universities. 15 years old. I mean, it's hard to keep your head on straight for some for some guys in terms of ego and things like that. Then you have agents now who are getting a piece. I found out, by the way, they're taking between 10% and 20% on portal deals and on not on rev share. Rev share is rev share, but on any portal deals, any NIL, it's 10% to 20% for agents in the college ranks. So, yeah, having a money manager would be great. I think most of us at that age would, if we had somebody manage our money, it's very important for rookies and second and third year guys to have an agent who helps you manage your money as well. So, yeah, I think anytime you start throwing that kind of money, it can have a detrimental effect in the locker room, depending on the dynamics of who's getting what and how they respond from a leadership role. If they're still the same guy, it's not going to matter. But I've told you, I know a place where this kid had to fight because he was getting paid more than the veterans, and they didn't like him. And they said, you got to fight. That's just what it is, because you're getting this much money coming in, and we don't think you deserve it. So you're fighting. And that's just what it was, because there's just jealousy. So, I mean, some of that stuff happens. Hopefully it's not too widespread. We've got someone to beat the, so we got a name for someone who is going to beat the limo guy. You guys don't have to call now. When we come back, we spent a lot of time on college football today. We probably need to get to our Houston Rockets, who are finally, I don't know what it is about the schedule. They've played 3 games at home, 6 on the road. That is what it is, but why are we having to wait so freaking long between games? This is crazy. It's like
just played Friday, Sunday. You give them 2 days off, and you're bitching.
They've played 9 games so far, and the season started 3 weeks
Friday,
ago.
Sunday, they get 2 days off.
Play,
and here we are.
Play them. Play. I want to see you play. Let's go. Let's get some games in.
Wow.
They played less games than anyone in the league.
Are they just here to amuse you?
Yeah.
Is that what?
Yeah.
That's what they're here for?
That's what I pay my fees for. So yeah, that's what
you
I pay
don't
my.
Don't pay anything.
I don't. I'll let DirecTV know I don't pay for Space City Sports. I'll let them know. Can I get this free? Is Space City Sports free? No, it's not, sir. It is part of what I pay.
So you'd want your team to play a condensed schedule of a lot of games.
Just so you can.
No, but I mean, this 3 and 4 days off, I mean, they've only played 9 games. They're on the very light side. That's the lowest number of anybody in the NBA. There's some other teams that are.
So it'll come for them at some point.
I know.
And then we'll complain about how many games they're playing.
I don't want to play it now so Kevin Durant, while he's fresh, can be okay. Now you start piling the games on with Kevin Durant's later, and I don't want anything bad to happen.
Just sit him down. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're older now. We need time in between games. We don't need you to just worry. Listen, they're playing Washington tonight, okay? So, I know you're going to be glued to every shot.
No, I am.
He'll be disinterested by
what
the
am I
going to
watch? What am I going to watch tonight
He'll
on a Wednesday?
How about sit down, have a nice dinner with your wife and kids.
Wife
Everybody
and
talks
kids,
about their
Mason's
day.
Mason's working, Sebastian's in jiu-jitsu, and my daughter babysits.
What? How about you talk, everybody talks about their day.
No one's there. No one's at home. It's perfect. I'll be up here until 8 o'clock tonight writing up players. This is what life is now. And it's fine. It's fine. We don't need to sit down like a family dinner and talk.
Have a nice romantic candlelit dinner.
Candlelit.
Candlelit.
He's got a factor meal.
I've been married over 20 years.
So this should be a special night. The kids are out of the house.
That's dead. That died. It died around 21. We're done.
So you're going to be locked in on Keyshawn George and Cam Whitmore in the middle of third quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see if Amen fights Cam Whitmore and teaches him a lesson.
Oh, wow. That'd be good.
Amen's not...
Get a little sparkly. Amen and Amen will grab you by the throat.
Amen will
grab
you
by the braids and throw you down.
I thought we don't want that to happen.
Yeah. Sometime I need to see the rage pop up.
No.
I just like him to remind somebody that he wishes somebody would.
You want him to waste it on Cam Whitmore?
Nah, not really.
Well, maybe tell him, hey, stop looking up at
I think I'll just go to that game today, actually.
Yeah, what do you? Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll just go.
You're not going to write up players till about 8 o'clock.
Well, then. I'll write up players till about 6.
Okay.
I write up players till about 6. But I think I will go to the game tonight.
Are you going to get sound from the locker room for us?
No. I'm beating the traffic. What's wrong with you? I'm a dad. I went to the job.
Well, nobody's home. You just said nobody's home.
Hey, no one's home.
No, I beat the traffic. I'm a dad. That's a dad move to beat traffic. That's what I'm saying. I don't recognize that.
Are you buying a ticket?
I went to. No, I'll use the media pass.
So, wait.
I bought tickets.
If you're using the media pass, wouldn't you be working at the game?
I am working. I'm working with my eyeballs.
Hmm.
I'm not going to, quote unquote, get sound. I can just tell you what they're going to say.
Well, it's not quote unquote. It's getting
it's
sound.
Get sound
for what? Yeah. Stick my phone up there with all the other questions.
Why not?
Because we're going to have it on Twitter. Twitter people doing it. People who work harder than me.
Lance, you could ask a question that may not get asked.
People don't have to get up as early as you.
I don't want him to yell at me. People don't have to get up as early as me.
They don't have to do that.
That's a good point.
You're asking him to do way more.
And they might have banana pudding there. Today, so I'm all good. I'll just see what's up.
Is it Chaz McCormick night?
I'm gonna reach out to Matt Thomas.
They're honoring him now that he's no longer an Astro.
I'll get one ticket for Mason so he can go.
Oh, so you are taking a child with you?
Well, if Matt Thomas gives me a ticket,
so Mason will just sit by himself.
Matt Thomas gets tickets. Yeah, well, wherever I'll sit by him if no one's sitting there.
Oh.
If Matt gets tickets, yeah, I'll just use whatever.
Circumventing of the rules.
It's
here.
Washington. Plenty of good seats available.
This team has got people fired up, John. It'll be a full house.
It'll be interesting. I mean, it's a Wednesday. It's a midweek. It's school. But this is a fun team. The Rockets are a fun team. I've really enjoyed watching them this year. This isn't work to watch the Rockets play. It's fun. It's been fun to watch them.
All right,
and Reed Shepard right now is the hottest player in the NBA.
That's not true.
You know what else is fun? I should go. You know what? I'm going to sit down with a Coors Light and watch the game here tonight. Okay, we played a little golf yesterday, and immediately afterwards, hey, should we go in for a beer? Absolutely, let's go in for a beer. But when I say beer, I mean Coors Light, right? And somebody else ordered something else, and I was like kind of disgusted by it, but. You know what? It's a merit against that person, but I just held my tongue, trying to make new friends here. I don't want to be overly, Coors Light-ish on them, but but another guy did order Coors Light, and I felt like I could be friends with him. I can be friends with that guy because it's cold, it's clean, it's he was refreshed. We were refreshed, while the other guy, get that crap off his tongue. Okay, you're trying to scrape your tongue and get that off. That's what that guy was doing while we were refreshed, wonderful, after a round of golf. I mean, it just doesn't get any better, and it's not going to get any it'll get better tonight because I'll have watching the Rockets game, cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. I love me some Coors Lights. I hope you do too. If you haven't, let's go just give it a try. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Keep Texas chill tonight with Coors Light.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance, go get some potato chips, or?
No, he's on a very important phone call while chewing. So he's not subjecting us to chewing, but
whoever
he's on the phone with.
Whoever he's on the phone with?
Yeah.
All right, she got chewing. They got chewing?
They got the chewing, but not us.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All this Aggie, JJ, and North Shore, the Longhorn fan.
All this Aggie talk has me so upset.
You talked about the Longhorns.
We did talk about the Longhorns. I actually like the Longhorns.
Yeah, you actually did.
JJ's been a hater forever, though. I mean, forever. Back in the 610 days, JJ.
He was?
You're not talking about the Longhorns.
Oh.
I will give JJ some credit. Generally, it does work out for Longhorns to hate on the Aggies. It usually works out.
It has been a cottage industry
like
for them over the
years. When they go, same old Aggies, they're generally right.
Yeah, but why are you even thinking about it?
Because he heard you talk about him. Like Mike Elko pushed back on it, and rightfully so. He ain't got nothing to do with the past. But for Longhorn, who goes, you know what? Stop talking about the Aggies. They don't ever do anything. They'd be right.
Yeah.
History says they're right.
They're not this year. This is a different Aggie
hopefully.
Team. Hopefully. Yeah. It's a different Aggie team. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you and good night.
But I imagine Longhorn fans say we've heard that before, too.
Yeah. Yeah. 713-780-3776 is the number. The Aggies got to be loving what happened to the Longhorns early on this season. Got to be loving it.
Now,
after all the arch hype this offseason.
And now it may come down. Well, the Aggies will be fine as long as they don't blow it going in. But it'll come down to it, it feels like, just like it always should. Aggies, Longhorns, very important game to close out the year.
Yeah.
Should always
be
like that.
Big game. Huge game. Huge game.
By the way, the $2, $4 thing, guy called in. He said, hey, I wanted a restaurant in Chicago, but I want the $2, not the $4. He meant, Ryan clarified this. This guy meant the $2 bill. When you Google a restaurant, it'll have, or on Resy or whatever, it'll have the $2, you know, which means that $4 bills there is really expensive. Then there's the $3 bill, then the $2 bill, and then the $1 bill is going to be really simple, fast casual. So that's actually what he meant. So he meant like a...
He meant like an Applebee's in Chicago?
Well, no, above no. that. Above that.
Well, that's a $1
bill. That'd be a $1
bill. I got you. It's like a star.
Yeah.
One star, two
star. Yeah, you've seen it before. So he meant two. It's like a casual but good food. And yeah, it's... I'm going to Chicago again in December for the first time in multiple years, so I don't have the... I just go wherever they take us. A great, great restaurant city, though. Phenomenal restaurant
Do they have
city.
A Burger Chon there?
Well, they'll have their version.
Mm. No.
By the way, your producer, Sean Mapes, went down and got a free side order because the Texans won. So he went on Monday, ordered a burger, and got a free side order.
And we have a producer who does stuff for them, Brian. Mm-hmm. He says Chan.
I think the owner, I'm just going to stay Burger Chan because that's what the whiteys say. But I think the owners.
Yeah, you say something different.
He says Burger
it's
Chan.
Burger Chan, but I think the owners say it's Burger Chan, but the owners are not like here directly related, like in the building anymore. So I'll just go with the white thing. I'll just say Burger Chan. It's easier. And I don't want a confusion on. I don't want a guy who gets mad that I say churro instead of churro. I don't want that guy to get mad at me again.
Yeah.
Stop speaking Mexican. Say it right. All right. Enchiladas. Churros. There. Margaritas.
You really shouldn't roll your R's. I would agree
with
that.
Yeah, you shouldn't roll
churro.
Your R's.
Yeah, I don't.
But the two R's.
No, I know how
it
works.
Are a very specific sound.
I'm aware how it works.
Should I also say Cesar Sedeno? No, there's a tilde over it. It's a nya. It's a nya. Should I say Kono? No.
Probably shouldn't say the other word.
It's nyo.
You shouldn't say that at all.
Yeah, I was like, you shouldn't say the other word.
Andujar Cedeno? Who says that? Nobody ever. They say Cedeno.
Well, that's his name.
Only yeah, that's his name because that's. But there's we don't have that pronunciation. In
yeah,
this,
but you
in
don't
this.
Have to say Andujar Cedeno. You don't have to
it's
do it like
Cedeno.
That.
It's Cedeno.
I know.
Why are we saying Cedeno instead of Cedeno?
Andujar Cedeno.
Why do we that's say what. Cedeno? Why don't we say that? It's
because
got a tilde. We don't
a
have a
tilde, and that's not how
we
it's
don't
pronounced.
Have a tilde, Dumbo.
Who
we don't have a tilde in our pronunciation.
Whiteys. Well, but we understand
white
because we are actually thinking human beings. We understand that a tilde means nya.
Well, then why do we say tortilla instead of tortilla? And some people actually in the Midwest will say tortillas.
So tortilla is the incorrect way. And
yeah, because the LL in Spanish is a Y sound. That's my whole point.
I'm just very upset.
So, no, we follow the rules. No, we follow the rules on the tilde. We follow the rules on the double L's. But you can't follow the double R rules of rolling your R.
You specifically can't.
Pick and choose. You're a cafeteria pronunciation guy.
You specifically can't.
Pick and choose. All right, let's get to real sports.
He's very upset.
Well, I'm talking this college football so much.
What do you want to talk about?
Texans.
What about them?
Real football. A real 4-5 team that's on the come up.
He did a dab for people who can't
see.
It's almost as embarrassing as him rolling his R's.
It's a small explosive churro dab. I don't know. I can't get worked up over the Titan game.
You let John get you to a point where you're throwing your headset.
I know. Well, you too.
I didn't know
I can't get worked up over the Texans Titans though. Davis Mills takes on the Titans. I don't think it'll be Mills. I think it'll be CJ, but we'll see.
We'll see.
I'm just trying to find something.
Doesn't matter who it is.
I'm just trying to find a spark. You know, like the Longhorns had their little crazy come from behind game against Mississippi State. Like, do we really it created some energy. Do we really believe? It did save an opportunity.
When you start like the Texans and Texas did, you know, it's like every game has that much more import.
I was told every game is the most important game of the season.
Now every game is. This one's the most important game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it'll keep being that way till the end. And then it'll be important that they lose for playoff positioning. That's that weird thing that happens in the NFL with fans where they're like, it's important we lose. I want to pick 11th instead of 13th.
The draft.
Okay. Yeah. For draft I'm talking about. I want to see them beat the Titans handily. It is kind of crazy that we'll be done with the Titans and still have two to go against Colts.
Done with the Titans and the Jags.
Yeah, done with Titans and Jags. I haven't even played Colts yet at all. Could benefit you if the Colts have injuries, because you wouldn't have liked it too much.
Maybe the schedule makers knew something.
You wouldn't have liked it too much in the first 10 games. But the Colts are, they're getting their starting cornerback back. They're getting West back.
They traded for Juice.
Sauce, yeah, who my son Sebastian decided he got done up in the last game by Drake London. So we'll see. We'll see why that schedule. It's kind of crazy to me that you finish with two and you don't play the Colts at all. That's not ideal. I'd rather go down. But maybe it is ideal because you still have some hope.
Well, you're injured as well. And injuries will pile up for you, too, at the end of the season. So I'm not sure how it'll play out for them.
We've got all our injuries out of the way now.
Okay.
That's how that works.
Didn't you just lose a backup safety who was now your starter for the rest of the season?
Yeah, but that guy wasn't good.
Well, he was better than the guy who now has to replace him.
Maybe.
Who's playing for MJ Stewart now?
Who's better, CeeDee Soe or Juice Scruggs?
Well,
that guy
doesn't help your Texans if they couldn't figure that out.
No, I mean, you do have a safety, but I don't think that one safety kills the Texans.
Well, no, I didn't say it kills them, but I'm pointing out you were talking about, the Colts may get banged up. Injuries are going to happen to the Texans, too, and they just lost what was their starting safety
the
year.
Cade Stover hopefully comes back.
Hopefully.
Titus Howard will be back this week. I feel confident in that.
You do?
Yep.
Why?
Why?
Why would he not? Why is Titus Howard's concussion not going to be okay, but C.J. Stroud, who I literally watched his head get splashed into the ground.
But why is C.J. going to be okay?
John said.
You said it too.
Yeah, it's just how it happens. Just how it works.
What?
Just how it works. Like, I don't make the rules. C.J.'s coming back.
We'll find out today if he's back at practice, and then we can talk about it.
Probably today. They can't play any games and only bring him back Thursday. If he can't, they could. I mean, if he doesn't pass protocol today, there's a good chance he doesn't play this week. But maybe they would. You're getting into a tough situation. If the guy didn't practice last week and you don't even have him in until Thursday and then Friday's just a walkthrough, that's a lot. I would assume he's going through all the meetings, right? He's taking the mental reps and meetings and all that. He has to, right?
We don't know how he's responded as of yet.
Yeah, but I mean, there's not a rule against a guy who's in protocol not being in
meetings.
You can be in meetings, right?
It's a question of can he physically be there. There's no rule, but the question is, can he sit down and be in the lights and all that
stuff?
There's
three guys. There's three starters. CJ, Jalen Petrie, and Titus Howard. All extremely important to what their teams do. So we'll see if they get all three back. But, yeah, the injury the injury list is going to be interesting today that comes out after practice to see who
this
was
will be. Limited. Today's the day.
Because limited participation is, to me,
okay,
I feel good.
If Titus doesn't play, if CJ doesn't play, what? They're going to lose? No.
No, they're no, probably not.
This is the week to be playing Tennessee.
Well, every week is a week to play Tennessee.
Well, right, but especially with these injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to do this against Buffalo next week.
The Colts
but
or
Tennessee
any good team.
Isn't good. They played the Chargers tight. It was 27-20. They're actually off a bye as opposed to Georgia when I thought they were off a bye. So Tennessee didn't play. Yes, it is the week because they stink, but I would rather have all those guys back, just not to test fate.
Well, and let's not forget that you got this week, but then you only got 3 days off, and you got
Buffalo.
You got Buffalo.
So who's to
say? If they can't play this week, are we sure that they're going to be able to play 4 days later?
Well, how bad are these concussions?
That's a problem.
Well, I mean, you know, some have been really substantial.
Yeah.
The way CJ got hit, but you know, the way he got up, walked off the field, the way he comported himself, he seemed like Arch Manning was weaving. They had to hold on to him tight to keep him from weaving left and right. That guy played the next week. Now, I know that college football doesn't care about brain injuries, as you've said, Dale, but CJ seemed like it wasn't, you know. So that doesn't really mean anything. I think the NFL with their CTE billion-dollar settlements, like, yeah, we're not taking those kind of chances, friend. We're gonna make sure guys are good. Ro Pippen says all the OG morning show folks know the entire morning show is always invited to the carne asada. Roll your R's, boys. See, he said we're invited, so we can roll our R's with no problems. So don't be afraid to roll your R's, kids. We're invited to the carne asada.
I like to put a little juice on it when I go to Chipotle. I don't just go, can I have some carne asada, please?
See?
I don't do that when I'm at Chipotle. I put a little spice on it.
Yeah, you got
to. Of course.
Carne asada.
The guy behind the plastic covering to keep his fixings from getting sneezed on.
Of course.
Doesn't care how you say it.
No, really, but I want to let him know, hey, I'm not one of those.
Those are the friendliest group of workers I've ever seen in those commercials.
The guy who I see all the time is very friendly. Because I see him once a week, I have to ask him of how he's doing.
Do you get double everything? That's Snacks' new deal. He goes, Dad, you got to go in and you say, I want double rice, double beans, double lettuce,
double tomatoes. I don't do that.
He goes, it's like you get two of them. Then you get tortillas and you make two burritos out of it.
Yeah, they charge you for that.
I'm like,
not
no.
the rice and the beans, but the, not the rice protein. And
the protein they do.
Yeah.
He won't get double protein.
I don't go double beans.
He thinks he's found an entire flex.
Everyone knows if they want to do that, they can do that. The tortilla they'll charge you for, too.
Like, what are you doing? All you talk about is eating your weight and protein every single day.
And then he loads up on rice.
And then you load up on rice and beans, dummy.
He's called.
And tortillas.
Yeah, that's not what he should be doing if he loves protein.
You got to quadruple your carbs to your weight? Is that what you're trying to do? Getting on a scale and flexing and screaming into the mirror every day like he's got a huge fight coming up the next day. Just a fight with us in the house about picking his stuff up. All right, so Rockets play today. Astros still don't have a frontline starter. The Texans, we could find out as early as today that CJ's back. That's possible.
Well, DeMeco ruled him out last week today. Wednesday, he ruled him out. He's done.
But I never thought he was going to play.
No, neither did
I.
Not off a concussion.
Kind of a big deal, though, because then we got Underdog to figure out. You know what? Now we got to figure out Underdog.
You do, and that's why Underdog. Well, I mean, look, if you did something on Davis Mills, you went higher or lower, and he didn't play, it's not going to count against you. But today is Wednesday. This is a basketball day for Underdog Fantasy. Those fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties, they're all back. And you can get on the action with Underdog Fantasy right now in Texas. This season, you can make team picks, win or lose, team picks, and also player, along with the player picks. And all you have to do is download the app, sign up. It's very easy. It's an awesome interface. You're going to get $100 in bonus entries. And that's when you make your first $5 fantasy entry. That's when you get your $100 in bonus entries. Using Underdog is very easy. Pick whether your favorite team will win and if your favorite players will go higher or lower than stats like points, rebounds, steals. Plus, with Underdog, you get quick payouts and you're going to get your profits very, very quickly if you so choose. So download the app today. Use promo code Lance to score $100 in bonus entries when you make your first $5 fantasy entry. Player picks, team picks, all at Underdog.